question before the house. Is there a Santa Claus? Answer, yes. His name is Max Sanders. And so far as Mary Southern is concerned, that's the correct answer. Yesterday, things looked hopeful. Phyllis needed money for an expensive operation. Daddy Stratford secretly longed to have his little hotel back. Dr. Benson was handicapped with insufficient funds for his clinic. Then, out of a clear sky, Max jubilantly promised all of these things. No wonder Mary is astonished. However, we know she would be deeply distressed if she had heard Max's phone conversation with Bruce. Bruce wants Max to sell his interest in Sanders. Is Max about to do something he will regret? It is early evening. Daddy Stratford has just come puffing up the porch stairs of the Sanders mansion.
Dang it. Those stairs get me all tuckered out. Ain't no light in front, so you must be in the kitchen. I guess maybe sit down here. I have to go around to the back.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Howdy, Mary, darling. I was just sitting around the back. I thought you didn't hear the bell.
I was upstairs tucking the children in. Come on, let's go into the living room.
Well, how are the little hunchbooks tonight?
Getting more devilish every day.
That's how I like my kids. I don't like kids too good. It ain't natural.
No. Very nice to share, Daddy. It's more comfortable.
The old scallywag would carve his name on the softy seat.
He's a problem child, isn't he, Daddy?
Yeah, that ain't the name for it. He's got me up in the air like a kite.
Well, you're not the only one. I haven't been down to Earth since yesterday.
Me neither. That idea of his sure floored me.
Oh, then you know what his idea is.
Well, sure, sure. It's a Lollapalooza, all right.
Daddy, tell me about it.
I really don't know what Matt said up his sleeve. Well, does he always tells you everything.
Well, this is the exception. I'm happy, but I'm worried.
I can't blame you much. When he told me he was going to have the money for Phyllis's operation, why, I thought he'd kicked over a bench.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't do anything to Sanders. Oh, Daddy, did he tell you about reopening the old Stratford Hotel?
Did he? Well, holy Moses, what do you suppose I'm so tickled about?
Oh, it's wonderful to think of you really going back there. Things are a lot changed when you lost that place.
Yeah.
Things went from bad to worse.
Yeah, the old hostelry was handy for this crowd.
For everyone in town. Well, I don't know a single person who didn't use it as a meeting place.
Sure had some mighty queer characters drop in.
Yeah.
I better learn a heap about human nature running that place.
Well, perhaps someday you'll write a book.
Yes. Maybe it's Matt.
Oh, maybe. Hello? Oh, no, this isn't a state hospital.
I ain't so sure it ain't.
Oh, hello, John. You fooled me for a minute. No, Max isn't here. Just Daddy and I.
Well, tell him that you're being well taken care of.
Well, I haven't found out a thing. Yes, I heard him say you'd have the $100,000 for the clinic.
You put himself down for that, too, eh?
John, honestly, that's all Daddy and I've been talking about. Neither of us have the slightest idea how Max is going to do all of this.
Tell John to try and find out.
What? Oh, John, no, that's terrible.
What happened?
But he mustn't.
Well, who mustn't what?
How could he even dream Max would do a thing like that?
Captain Grasshoppers, Mary, will you tell me what's going on before I bust?
It's about Danny. John, you told him he mustn't feel that way, didn't you?
Well, what's my Danny been up to?
I'll tell you later. Well, I'll have Max call you when he comes in. No, I don't know when. We didn't even say where he was going. All right, I'll tell him. Bye.
This here thing is worse than indigestion.
I know, but I wanted to hear all John had to say.
Well, what did he say? What's that threat with what it done, huh?
Nothing, yes. He's furious with Max. Phyllis told him Max promised us he could have the operation.
And then he don't think it's natural to live on?
No. He has the idea Max is just trying to comfort her and somehow made a statement he won't be able to live up to.
John, what do you think, maybe? Max, you wouldn't do that.
Of course he wouldn't. That'd be the cruelest thing in the world. Max is too kind.
Sure, sure.
But it all seems like a miracle. Why, only Monday, Max was ready to give up everything, and now he's offering all of us the money.
I guess you were kind of surprised when I called you yesterday, Mr. Bruce, huh?
Well, yes and no.
Well, make up your mind.
My mind is made up for your concern.
Yeah, and you tried to make up a lot of other minds the same way.
That's a little deep for me.
That's funny, me being deep. Okay, I'll lay it on the line. You've been sticking your nose into my business.
Remember, you're in my home this time, Max.
All right, don't be scared. I ain't a fighting mood.
I hope you don't think I'm afraid of you.
Hey, how did this start anyway? I didn't come up here to argue. I'm going to talk business.
I'm not so sure if I'm interested in any business deals with you.
Unless you said yesterday.
Yes, that was yesterday. I've been talking to Henrietta. That is, Mrs. Cook.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't think much of the deal.
Well, what's she button in for?
I always discuss everything with Mrs. Cook.
Oh, and she's put the Indian sign on me?
Not exactly, but... She thinks $10,000 is too much.
Well, what she thinks and what I think is two different things.
Quite possible. But we're the ones who have the $10,000.
Oh, well, you can keep it.
I don't like being given the runaround.
Where's my hat?
Don't be hasty. I didn't say the deal was off. I just wanted you to realize that if it does go through, you'll be getting the best of the bargain.
How do you figure?
Well, your stock in Sanders is practically worthless.
Well, maybe it is right now, but if things ever picked up, I don't have the town.
That's not likely. Anyway, we live in the present. Right now, I am giving you $10,000 for something that's not worth a dime.
Oh, now you're going to give it to me, huh?
Well, yes.
Yeah, well, maybe I should think this over. I don't want you to get stuck, you know.
That's my worry.
Yeah, but what about Mrs. Proop?
Let me handle Henrietta.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, on this deal, you see, I'm a guy that likes to give things some thought. Now, if I should just clear out of this town for good...
I shall insist upon that being in our agreement.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
Oh. Then it's agreed?
Not yet. There's a couple of added attractions that I want in that package with the $10,000.
Do you mind explaining?
Now, first of all, I want to keep out the deed to the old Stratford Hotel.
Oh. What do you want that for? You're leaving town?
It's for Barry Stratford. When I do my fade out, I want him to be second.
I don't see why I should consent to that.
Okay. No deed.
Now, wait a minute. The old hotel doesn't mean much. Never made any money. Oh, I guess I can throw it in.
Okay. Now that $100,000 that you offered Doc Benton for his fence.
The doctor was foolish enough to refuse my generous offer.
Well, sure, I couldn't blame him. You wanted to step in there and tell him how he should run things.
After all, it would be my money.
Well, so what? You ain't a doctor.
What are you leading up to?
Now, the clinic is mixed up in this problem, you see. I want you to give Dr. Doe with no strings attached.
What?
Yeah.
He's the man's up a prostrate.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Where are you going?
What do you care? We ain't getting nowhere.
You're rocking figures. Sit down.
Okay.
Now, if I agree to allow Dr. Benson carte blanche...
What does that mean? Keep it in.
Give him full authority.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go on.
Oh, well, Martha, you have me all confused.
You were giving Doc something with a fancy name.
If I give the doctor carte blanche to do as he likes, then... I want one small testing.
All right, shoot.
The name must be changed to the Proof Clinic.
Well, I guess babies will feel the same, being born the Proof Clinic as Sanders. Okay, get the best.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Mrs. Proust has expressed a desire to change the name of the town.
Mm-hmm.
I want that in our contract, too.
Well, the old girl kind of runs things, don't she?
She most certainly does not.
Oh.
I merely want to be considerate of her will.
Oh, sure. Well, it's all right with me.
It certainly could be.
Yes.
The man who's come back crawling, you've asked for a lot.
I ain't crawling, and I ain't asking for anything for myself. But I got a sister crippled, and it's going to take cash to get her well. I got to think of that as fast. The old gent needs a place to make a living. And I'm thinking about the people in this town, too. They need the clinic, and without some big ears meddling in it.
Very, very worthy of you.
And never mind the poses. The paper's all ready to sign.
Yes. All right, dear. Well, we'll make a note of the items we've discussed.
Just so long as it's legal.
It will be.
Now, what about the dough?
I'll give you a check.
No doubt. I need the cash.
You think I carry that amount of cash on me?
Well, can't you get it?
I suppose I can. How do you want it?
In dollar bills. Make it look like a lot.
All right. I'll let you have it, sir. Let's see. Today is Wednesday. You can have it Friday.
Well, Mr. Pruitt, Friday it is.
Friday, an ominous day. Will it be Black Friday if Max turns over everything to Proof? If he waits, will he be able to make the money in a happier way? Let's slip into that oak-paneled office in Chicago. Jesse Button, head of the wealthy corporation, has left a memo on his desk pad. It reads, remind Shaw to check over the list of those towns. Jim Gage mentioned Warsaw, Sanders, and Williamsport as possible sites for our plant.